earlier this month, a group of us from here, yoga students, we went to the Himalayan kingdom, Nepal. Nepal on a yoga journey, yoga pilgrimage. The Kathmandu, Nepal receives every year about 1 million visitors, tourists every year. And, out of 1 million, part of that one, about 40,000 people trek to the base camp. Base camp is about 5,300 meters above the sea level. They trek to the base camp. And from the base camp, very small fraction of people, about 800 people annually, make an effort to go to the Mount Everest. They climb. Mount Everest is at the altitude of 8,800 meters. It's a small fraction. The majority people, 1 million people are visiting, not all are interested in coming out of their comfort zone. They are not interested in coming out of the comfort zone. They want the seekers of comforts. They look for the comforty, they go for comforty activities. The 1 million people, out of that majority, they are seekers of the comfort. Some people, they want to go to the Mount Everest, they take an aeroplane, 30-minute aeroplane, and it's a 30-minute drive, and they want to look at the aeroplane, Everest, on the window shopping, on the window. And air hostess, they will be going through about 20 peaks they are showing, and air hostess will be asking, have you seen Everest? Which one? Some people, they said, for me everything looks the same. And aeroplane from distance, everything looks the same. And some of people, when they went to Pokhara to join some, they said, this is Everest. For ordinary people, everything looks Everest. And the people, they go to the trekking to the base camp. It's about 200 kilometers. It takes about 9 days of trek. They walk about nine days to get to the base camp. Having reached the base camp, they are happy taking the photo from the base camp. They take the pictures. Having sighted Everest, they return. It takes a trek 200 kilometers, about 9 days. From the base camp to the peak of the Everest, it is 7.5 kilometers. To trek 7.5 kilometers, it takes about 40 days. It takes about 40 days to reach the summit. Majority, out of 1 million, only 40,000 go to the base camp. Out of the 40,000, a small fraction, only about 800, they are not satisfied only at taking the photos or having sighted, they walk. I want to experience. I want to walk to the summit. I want to have the panoramic view. They challenge themselves to go to the summit. Summit, and they experience the view. They go extra mile. They toil 40 days to reach there. In our life also, majority of people on this planet Earth are the seekers of comforts. They are seekers of comforts not to come out of the cocoon. The cocoon, the safety net, safety shell, they are in the cocoon. They are in the comfort zone of the, in the name of family and friends and comforts, they don't want to come out. Most in the planet Earth are like that. Like Everest, Kathmandu, million go, majority are seekers of comforts. The seekers of comforts, they, in the scriptures, they talk as the people with tamo guna. The tamo guna means inertia. So much of inertia is there, and they don't want to come out of that one. Majority of people. And out of the majority, the small fraction want to come out of their cocoon, and they want to explore, they want to tread. They work hard, toil hard, and they reach the base camp of their life. Base camp, like people mountaineering reaching the base camp. Others come out of the cocoon, reach their base camp. Base camp, they work hard, they see the prosperity. Business-wise, they are successful. Materially, they are successful. They have become a celebrity, and they have a big fan club. They are happy there. The rest, that other class, they come to the base camp. That people of that nature, scriptures they talk about, they are of rajasic in nature. Rajasic in nature, very unsteady. They reach, having reached the base camp, they are satisfied. They think they have achieved their the ultimate in their life, and they settle down in their life. The rare few, like the out of 1,800,000 going to the Mount Everest, rare few not satisfied being at the base camp of their life. They want to exploit their full potential. They want to dive deep. They want to, they know the material prosperity or having the fan club, becoming a celebrity, they know that these are only the signposts. They know these are not the goal, these are all the only signposts. They are not carried away by the signposts, they proceed further. They go further to reach their summit of their life. They are not satisfied. This material prosperity and this media, this the publicity, I am not satisfied. They go further to come out of your cocoon, come out of the base camp, move further. The quality required is called a sattvic. The sattvic quality is required. With the sattvic quality, it's called as purity. The pure quality is required to go further in your life. The material, like going to the base camp, it takes only 9 days. But to go to the summit, it takes much higher, longer time, much more effort required to go to the summit. The material prosperity is insignificant compared to the spiritual prosperity. Spiritual wealth is far higher than the material wealth. Material wealth, it can, like the moment I start spending, I am getting impoverished. Spiritual wealth is such a thing, more you start investing, more you start getting. You are never becoming poor through the spiritual wealth. The spiritual wealth is far higher, far superior than the, much more, the person who has traveled in the spiritual way is much more of value to the society than only the wealthy person. Wealthy person can sustain support for only a limited time. Only a material wealth without the spiritual wealth, spirituality, the civilization perishes. Many civilizations have prospered and perished because there is no spirituality involved. The material, the getting the material prosperity, it's not easy. Yes, material wealth is required for our sustainable living, for our living, but the without the spiritual wealth, the material wealth will perish. The spirituality is the ultimate differentiator. Like the mountaineer going to the Mount Everest to the summit, to reach to the summit of our life, we need the spiritual wealth. Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he talks about Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasah jaganya guna avritti ado gacchanti tamasah. He talks about the ado gacchanti tamasah, the tamasa guna, people who are comfort seekers, they go down in their life, they go down in their life. And the seekers of material prosperity get stuck in their life. They get stuck. They can't move further. It's a rajasic. The sattvic one, they go to the pinnacle of their life. They go to the summit of their life. Sattvic quality. It is talking about you have to go higher in your life. For that, you need intense energy. Intense energy to go to the summit of your life. In the cocoon, everyone is happy. Everyone wants you to be in the, like become a mushroom. Everyone, your friends, weekend party, everyone will be saying, come, have party. Forget about yoga. Always you can do yoga. Have party. Everyone wants you to come into the cocoon. Some brave ones come out of their cocoon. I have seen enough parties. This is not me. They go travel a bit and get stuck. To go further than that one, you need intense energy. And scripture Upanishad talks about, arise, awake, stop not till you reach the summit of your life. Uttishtata jagrata prapyavaran nibodhata. Kshurasya dhara nishitam duratyaya durgam pata tat kavayo vadhanti. The one who has reached the summit of their life is giving a clarion call. You don't know what you are missing. Come here, arise, awake. But you know, reaching the summit of the life is not easy. It is like walking on a sharp razor blade. It is fret with the lot of obstacles come in the path. But you need intense energy to reach the summit, to enjoy the panoramic view. The intense energy, how we get? We must associate with a guru, inspired teacher. With the teacher's energy, we are able to move further from the base camp, travel towards the peak of our life. That we need to associate with the guide. When you are going to the summit, you have Sherpas along. They guide you. They tell you, sir, be careful. Sir, be careful. And they will be guiding. You need a guide to go to the summit of your life. And yoga says not to stop in the base camp of your life. Not to settle down in the cocoon. Come out of the cocoon. Not to settle in the base camp. Go to the summit of your life. Experience the glory. Experience the beauty. Beauty of your life and celebrate your life. You can make it. You can go to the summit of your life.